Today's scripture is, how should I put it? Tough one, right? And one of those Jesus, are you serious? Passages. Listen, whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Wow. Let's be honest. This doesn't sound like the gentle Jesus we've gotten used to. This sounds like Jesus turning up the heat. Family? No. Our own life? Nope. Your possessions? Nope. If you can't let go, you can't follow. If I were a PR agent for Jesus, I would be pulling my hair out. Jesus, this is not how you grow a movement. And yet, Jesus says it anyway, which means he must be deadly serious about discipleship. I'll admit, I was stuck on how to preach this until I came across a poem by Korean poet Noe Park called In Life. Please listen closely. In life, no duty is given except one, the duty to be happy. In life, no right is given except one, the right to seek the true self. In life, no responsibility is given except one, the responsibility to love. And the one truth given in life is this. If you want happiness, walk toward the opposite of happiness. For there, another self is weeping. For love is not about me, but about becoming the other. Isn't that something? Happiness isn't found by sprinting toward the things that look like happiness. It's discovered by walking toward the opposite, toward sacrifice, toward loss, toward the places we'd rather avoid. And suddenly, Jesus' harsh words make sense. Let's go back one chapter. Jesus tells the story of the great banquet. A man throws a huge party. Food ready, wine poured, music playing. Come, everything is ready. But everyone has excuses. I just bought a field. I need to see it. I just bought 5 yoke of oxen. I need to test them. I just got married. Sorry, can't make it. Notice, none of these are bad things. Land, livestock, family. These were symbols of security and happiness in the ancient world. But here's the tragedy. They miss God's feast because they are clinging to things that promise happiness. If we are honest, isn't that us? Isn't that us? How many of us miss God's banquet of grace because we are preoccupied with our endless list of happiness projects? Let's read together Luke 14:27 together. Whoever doesn't carry their own cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. The way to real life, Jesus says, is not the easy road, but the road of the cross. But what about that word, hate? Hate. Do we really have to hate our parents? spouse, children? Thankfully, no. In Greek, hate can mean to love less. Jesus isn't telling us to despise our loved ones. He's saying, don't idolize them. Don't make them the center of your universe. Don't put them above God. Here's the paradox. When you love God first, you actually love your family better. When you hold possessions lightly, you become more generous. When you stop obsessing your life over life and health, you live more fully. So discipleship isn't about abandoning your family. It's about expanding it. It's not rejecting life. It's discovering eternal life. It's not despising possessions. It's learning to hold them lightly for God's purposes. Jesus gives two everyday examples, building a tower and going to war. Let's read verses 28, 29 together. If one of you wanted to build a tower, wouldn't you first to determine whether you have enough money to complete it? Otherwise, when you have laid the foundation but couldn't finish the tower, all who see it will begin to belittle you. Faith is not a weekend hobby. Following Jesus requires planning, intention, and sacrifice. God's kingdom is as real as a tower on a farm or a battle between kings. Entering it requires commitment. The prophet Jeremiah gives us another picture. God sends him to a potter's house where he watches clay being shaped on the wheel. When the vessel collapses, the potter doesn't throw it away. He crushes it, reshapes it, makes it new. Let's read Jeremiah 18:6 together. House of Israel, can't I deal with you like this potter, declares the Lord, like clay in the potter's house. House of Israel. That's discipleship. Being reshaped by God. Sometimes it means being broken. Letting go of the life defined by possessions, blood family, and fragile health. And allowing God to make something new. It hurts to be broken. It hurts to be broken. But that's how we are remade into vessels of grace. Maybe this is what Park's poem was saying. If you want happiness, walk toward the opposite. Because there, on the other side, another self is waiting. Not the self trapped in fear of death. Not the self obsessed with possessions. Not the self chained by family expectations. But the self got created in the beginning, bearing God's image, free to love, serve joyfully, and rest deeply. I know it sounds heavy, but Jesus isn't trying to make discipleship miserable. He's trying to free us from the things that enslave us. It's like a parent who must let their child go to college across the country. Holding on feels love, feels like love. But true love means releasing them to become who they are meant to be. or like someone who has lived their whole life in a small windowless room, afraid to open the door because they can't see what's beyond. The room feels secure, but it's actually a prison. Sometimes what we think is safety is actually confinement. And letting go is the only way to discover the freedom that waits beyond. So, count the cost. Don't miss the God's banquet. Walk toward the other side of happiness. And let the potter remake you. And may we discover that in letting go of what we thought was life, we stumble into life abundant. In letting go of what we thought was happiness, we stumble into unshakable joy. Amen.